Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are back for What's Up This Week from the Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. This is our super short episode where we break down what's going on this week in marketing, in business, and in life. And we still have our short Ask Us Anything later in the week and our big tips episode at the end of the week. So what's going on? Well, Search GPT is finally here for all people. So the group behind ChatGPT, which is OpenAI, they have something now called Search GPT, which is free for all users. All you got to do is go to searchgpt.com. And this is the thing that might be the Google search killer, if you will, because right now when you go to ChatGPT, it's not leveraging real-time information. Right? It's kind of this static data model. But Search GPT is utilizing all current information. So now you can go to searchgpt.com and ask it things about current news events or industry events or anything that requires up-to-date sourcing or up-to-date citations. And that's super cool. And even on your personal level, if you go to it and said, hey, you know, what concerts are coming up in the area near me in February, it will tell you. If you want to use it to plan travel, say what hotel rooms are available or what are restaurants near me that just opened up. It is now based on all the up-to-date information. So I'm very excited that Search GPT is available for everybody to check out. What else is going on? Well, Threads continues to grow and I just don't get it. Threads is the Twitter or X style app from Meta. Meta, of course, does Facebook and Instagram, and Threads is what they launched a while back now. And in the month of November, Threads was the most downloaded app on the App Store. And according to Adam Mosseri, who heads up Threads for Meta, Threads just reached 300 million monthly active users, and it's growing super fast. Like, it took half the time to go from 100 million to 300 million, I don't even know. It got there really fast. All these numbers are flying all over the place. The bottom line is, here's what I don't get. And this is all according to Hollywood Reporter, a lot of that data. I don't understand because I don't go on Threads. I have an account. I just don't go on there unless I get tricked by Instagram and pushes me to Threads. So maybe you're on it. Maybe I got to get more focused in on it, but it is growing really, really fast. And what else is going on? I saw this from Kimberly Clark. This is serious new branding, right? This is really out there kind of stuff. Kimberly Clark makes the pull-up, diaper things. And they are rebranding the pull-up training pants with this new approach. And the new approach is they've come out with these two new characters that are going to be in all of their marketing. And the characters' names are Urine and Turd. So instead of urine and turd, it's Urine, Y-U-R-E-E-N, and turd is spelled T-E-R-D. And these are their characters that are jumping around the screen talking about making, you know, going to the bathroom fun and whatever. And their spokesperson came out and said that the possibilities are endless with Urine and Turd. I don't know. I don't know what's going on here. Maybe it's going to take off. And they look like emojis running around the screen. So Kimberly Clark is definitely rolling the dice with Urine and Turd. I'm going to go up to somebody and say, hi, is your name Urine? Anyway, what else? So in the world of tactical email marketing, right now, these next 2 weeks, there's a magic word. And the magic word is the word most, M-O-S-T. According to subjectline.com, these next 2 weeks, the word most, if you use it at the start of your subject line, it will increase your email open rates by about 28% for business and consumer marketing efforts. Why? Because this is the time of year we kind of take all the data that we have and we spit it back out at people. So if your subject lines, for example, on the consumer side are things like most loved product of the year, most five-star reviewed, ... most out-of-stock products, and then you put in brackets, by the way, they're back in. And then on the business side, if you do things like most downloaded guide, most watched webinar, most shared social post. What you're telling everybody is, listen, from this entire year and to start the new year, this is the stuff that people have consumed the most, the products they want the most, the products they bought the most, the content they grabbed the most. That's what we all want to know. We want to know the most and we want to know the least. So this is an easy way to leverage your data and to get that boost in email open rate if you just want to go out there with a quick win. So think about the word most. Some other things that are out there that are kind of, well, this one's actually half disturbing. Some new information out from Axios that there is a new real estate platform out there marketing real estate listings for homes. What's really disturbing about this new platform, and the platform's coming from a company called Oyssey, O-Y-S-S-E-Y, and it's launching right now in South Florida and New York City. The real estate platform lets buyers see the political affiliations of their potential neighbors. It also lets them know how many dogs are living on that block. This is a wild use of data that's out there. And I think it's going to be kind of messed up that before you go ahead and buy a home, you're going to see which way the people on that block lean politically. Like, that's not going to help any divisiveness in this country. So that's really, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like that's over the top that that's now becoming a thing. What else? Well, and pretty useless information. I don't know if you saw this, but the National Film Registry just announced the latest movies that it's adding to its archive of posterity. You know, the National Film Registry is part of the Library of Congress, and every year they announce what are the movies that they're adding for all time to be saved, all time for people in the future to know about and to study and to care about. So some of the movies are awesome. Okay, Beverly Hills Cop is on there. Fantastic. Dirty Dancing. I cannot believe Dirty Dancing was not on there already. But then you got random movies like Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. I mean, this was a solid movie. And when they had the thing that came out of the guy's ear, I don't know if you remember that. That was really gross. It still gives me nightmares. But really, that needs to be a part of the National Film Registry. Or Spy Kids is on the list now. Spy Kids is on the list. What are we doing? I don't even know. I don't know. You know what should be on the list, by the way? If you're going to put Spy Kids, you should put Sky High. That's a great movie about kids having superpowers. That should be on the list. Another one that's on the list is No Country for Old Men. This I'm very into. That had Josh Brolin and Tommy Lee Jones and Javier Bardem. If you haven't seen No Country for Old Men, this is a great, great movie. So once again, we cover a lot of important information on this thing. Listen, get on the list for Certified Guru. CertifiedGuru.com. That is our free email certification program. If you don't get on the wait list now, it's opening up in a few weeks in January. If you don't get on the wait list now, that's the only way to get the invite. It's going to be awesome. And appreciate you being here. And later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.